All right, Morgan Moses with us on Redskins Nation. And Mo, we got a big game coming up in a few days. How do you look at these preseason games? You're not a rookie anymore. You're a grizzled veteran. I know you don't know how long you're going to play, but in a general sense, how do you view the preseason?
They're very important, man. It's a time where you get to play against somebody else. And obviously, we've seen each other on the field for a couple of weeks now. So we're used to, you know, when we make our calls on the offensive line, Ryan Kerrigan and them, they know the call. So now you get to practice against somebody else. So it's very good for us to be able to have these preseason games.
You look at this Redskins offense, where are the areas for improvement? Last year's pretty good year, didn't reach the goals you really had set for yourself, which is playoffs and obviously and beyond. Where can this offense improve in 2017?
I think we can improve in every aspect, you know, running the ball, taking care of the ball, scoring in the red zone, all those other things that we've had trouble with. But, you know, you look at the pieces that we brought in this offseason, Terrell Pryor has been a great red zone threat. You got Josh Doctson healthy. You know, in the tight ends, man, Jay Reid, Vernon Davis, Derek Carrier, Sprinkle, who's been coming along as a rookie, and then obviously the offensive line, man. You know, we're a tight group, and we get stuff done.
You are a tight group. How important is that? We've talked about the trip to Houston, you guys, with Trent every year. How important for the fans out there might be looking at you guys all as individuals? Just go back to the basics and how important it is for you guys to operate as a unit.
Well, the one thing about our unit, man, we've been together for 4 years now, and that doesn't really happen in the NFL. You know,
right.
A lot of interchanges go throughout the NFL, and we've been blessed to have the same guys. And so we've been able to grow together, you know, all on and off the field, because you got to know your brother off the field to be able to go battle with him on Sundays.
Sure.
So we've been able to do that with the O-line Hawks 2.0 camp and going out to Houston with Trent, and it's made us better and better prepared when we get to camp.
Still looking for my hat. He told me he was going to give me a hat. I'm still looking for it. How do you feel when you come home? This is your home. And the other day you had an event. The mayor was here. You help a lot of kids. Obviously, it's deep in your heart. It's how you were raised. Describe the special feeling it is for you here in Richmond.
It's a great deal, man, because growing up, we didn't have things like this in Richmond. And so to come out here and see that somebody's built a nice facility, from Bonsa Corps built a nice facility, and they have all these people that come out here every day to support us. Like yesterday, Fan Day, Fan Appreciation Day, we had, you know, almost probably thousands of people out here rooting. And it was almost like a game, really, because, you know, every big play, every big hit, tackle, da-da-da, they're screaming. You know, it's like a game atmosphere. So being able to have this back at home, man, it's a great deal, man.
Last question for Morgan Moses, right tackle for the Redskins. And this is not your side of the football, the defensive side of the football, but what do you see happening on the defense? To me, it seems like Minuski's personality is kind of taking an impact. You got a guy back there like Swearinger who keeps yapping away. You have a different feel about this defense. How does it feel from your side of the ball?
Man, they're a lot more vocal. You know, you got DJ Swearinger who's running up and down the field talking trash. And then, you know, you talk about coaches like Minuski who brings a different aspect to the game. And you talk about Jim Tom Sula. He's like literally like a Callahan.
He is.
So
he is.
Like, not only do we get the good work going against the D-line, but they get the good work going against us as well. But, you know, you got a lot of, you know, bigger guys over there. You got Junior Healthy who had an amazing camp. You got Jonathan Allen who's coming along. And, you know, we look for great things out of the defense.
I look good for great things out of Morgan Moses this year. How about a Pro Bowl, Mo?
Hey, man, that's the goal.
How about it?
That's the goal.
All right, Morgan Moses, the Redskins Nation here at camp. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, man.